Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. One of the most worrisome public health developments in recent years involves the rapid growth in tobacco use by teens, particularly vaping and the use of e-cigarettes. It's the kind of a problem that cries out for an aggressive response from public health officials, and thanks to court settlements that states entered into with tobacco companies several years ago, there is a good deal of money available for the kinds of public education that would make a difference. Unfortunately, as I learned recently in a conversation I had with Morgan Whitman Grauman of the North Carolina Alliance for Health, the General Assembly has been negligent in getting these dollars to the programs that need them.
Well, Morgan, welcome back to News and Views. It's good to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me again. Always lovely to talk to you.
Remind our listeners about the Alliance for Health. Talk to us just, you know, for a moment about its mission, the kind of overall arching work that you all are engaged in.
Sure. So the North Carolina Alliance for Health is an independent, nonpartisan, statewide coalition of individuals and organizations. And our mission is to convene, mobilize, support, and empower partners to advance equitable policies that reduce health disparities, prevent chronic disease, and promote health.
Sounds like an ambitious mission.
It is a little ambitious, but it's important work, and we're happy to do it.
Yeah. Well, obviously, a big focus is tobacco use and tobacco abuse, I guess, sort of by definition. I mean, y'all have been working on this issue of trying to get North Carolinians unhooked from this destructive drug for a long time. Talk to us about what's going on with tobacco use and tobacco abuse these days.
Yeah, so we're back again asking the General Assembly for funding for tobacco use prevention programs, and specifically programs that would talk to youth about the dangers of tobacco, including e-cigarettes, which is really important for a couple of reasons. One, that we've seen e-cigarette use amongst high school students increase 1,129% in the last 10 years, and amongst middle school students, which is, I don't know if that's equally concerning or even more concerning, but it's 510% increase amongst our middle school students. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of young people using these addictive products that have nicotine. We know nicotine is not good for the developing brain. We know that the research isn't complete around what the other implications and dangers of e-cigarette use could be. So it's really important that we have the funding and support to be educating our young people about what these products can do to their bodies and their minds. And it's important now because we are going on about 10 years with no funding for these programs. So right around the same time that e-cigarettes kind of emerged on the market, the General Assembly cut the funding for these programs that were teaching young people about the dangers of tobacco use. So it's really a critical time to refund these programs and continue to educate our youth about what's in these products and the dangers that they pose.
Wow, let's focus on that for a second. I think that's something that most people may not recognize. We used to spend money, state dollars, on educating kids about the dangers of tobacco, and we stopped doing it?
We did. So in the late 1990s, there was this lawsuit, I guess, mm-hmm. called the Master Settlement Agreement. And it was an agreement between the attorneys general of a number of states, including North Carolina, and the major tobacco companies, where the tobacco companies agreed in perpetuity they would provide money to the mm-hmm. states to address some of the health impacts and the economic impacts that tobacco use was having on the states. So every year, North Carolina receives about $140 million that comes into the states from the Master Settlement Agreement, so from tobacco companies. And the purpose is really to be used for the programs that I'm talking about, for prevention programs, for cessation programs, to alleviate the economic and health burdens of tobacco use in our state. And since 2012, none of that money is going towards prevention. And it had been used for prevention up until 2012. But since then, there has been no funding, which, again, is really problematic.
So the money's just going to the general fund and being just spent on things generally? Or, I mean, what is the legislature doing with the money?
Exactly. The money, it's going to the general fund for whatever the General Assembly feels that they want to spend it on. But it's not going for the purpose for which it's supposed to be used for these programs.
That's crazy. Talk to us about the kind of programs that we ought to be funding. What would these look like? What did they look like? What would they look like in 2021?
Yeah, so There are peer-to-peer programs. You know, we know that young people talking to young people is really effective, and we know that these work, these programs, the way that they were set up in the past, were award-winning at the national and international levels. They're evidence-based. So youth go in and they talk about, you know, the dangers of tobacco use and what they're seeing and the marketing tactics and how to kind of avoid and identify when you're being targeted by the tobacco companies for these products. And then it also includes media campaigns. So social media, radio, TV, you know, so really bold and kind of artsy, I think, media campaigns that catch young people's attention.
Right. Not just your standard sort of bland public service announcement, but more, a little more cutting edge. And I would have presumed that even today, that even more so than a decade ago, social media would be critical. It would be something you just have to make a part of that, because that's where our kids spend their time.
Exactly. TikTok, Instagram, all of it. Catchy. It's really just keeping up with what the tobacco companies are doing and the e-cigarette companies are doing, because they're using influencers. You know, they're making things colorful and artsy and pretty and fun and musical. And so we're really just trying to kind of balance out what they're doing with these health messages.
We're talking to Morgan Whitman Grauman, who's the executive director of the North Care Alliance for Health, about the crisis in tobacco use that continues to plague our young people in this state, and the desperate need for the General Assembly to get on board with funding efforts to combat it. Now, you've gotten some legislation, some bipartisan legislation introduced in the General Assembly this year. Talk to us about that bill. Multiple bills, in fact.
Yeah. So in the Senate, we have Senate Bill 503, sponsored by Senator Mike Woodard. And in the House, we have House Bill 567, which is sponsored by Representatives Gail Adcock, Donnie Lambeth, Becky Carney, and Cynthia Ball. So as you mentioned, bipartisan legislation for these youth and nicotine dependence acts. And we're really just asking the General Assembly to take this master settlement agreement dollars, which again is money coming from the tobacco companies, and use it to fund these prevention programs. And of note, the state recently just received this year's payment from the MSA, and it was $167 million, which is $27 million more than average, which is more than enough to cover the requests that's in these bills of $17 million to reinstate these programs. So the money is there, and it's really time to spend it on preventing young people from becoming addicted to tobacco.
And I guess it's worth noting that while e-cigarettes, they're the cutting-edge thing, they're the cool new thing for some kids, a lot of kids are still smoking old-fashioned cigarettes, too, and adults as well.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, we've been talking a lot about young people, but these programs also address adult smoking. I mentioned briefly cessation programs. It's essential that we're offering opportunities to tobacco users who want to quit and giving them the resources to be able to do that. So, yes, it's youth, it's adults, it's kind of traditional tobacco products like cigarettes, and then it's also e-cigarettes.
Do we have any idea? I assume we must have some sort of idea of the impact that smoking, tobacco use continue to have, both just literally on the health and well-being of our state, but also on how much it's costing us when we come to healthcare dollars that we're expending to take care of folks who've become sick.
Yeah, so we're estimating that the annual healthcare costs caused by smoking, so traditional cigarettes, not including e-cigarettes, is $3.81 billion here in North Carolina.
Wow.
And the Medicaid portion of that is $931 million. So it's a significant amount of money. And we know that we can significantly cut those costs with just this $17 million investment from the General Assembly.
Morgan, do we have any sense that the reason North Carolina lawmakers are dragging their feet is because of the state's historical connection to tobacco? Are there other states perhaps that are doing a more ambitious, aggressive job when it comes to this kind of policy and education that's so necessary?
I'm so glad you asked that, because we never want to kind of ignore the historical impact of tobacco here in North Carolina and the number of people who have worked for tobacco and who've been sent to college by working for tobacco, you know, and we understand that and we get that. And I think it's just really important to note that in North Carolina, that industry is kind of going away as far as growing tobacco, and it's not being sold here in the United States. It's going overseas. Mm-hmm. And the amount of money that is coming back into the economy from tobacco is really starting to dwindle. And as far as other states, you know, Virginia is doing some really great and innovative work right now around tobacco control and educating people about the dangers of tobacco. And, you know, I think it'd be great to get on board and for us to be a leader on this issue in the South and amongst other tobacco growing states.
You would think it would have an impact. If North Carolina stood out on this area, it would probably make national headlines. Talk to our listeners about how they can find out more about the Alliance for Health. I trust perhaps if they go to your website, or they might learn more about the legislation.
Yes, absolutely. We have fact sheets on our website. It's ncallianceforhealth.org. And I also just wanted to mention, for anyone who might be listening or know of someone who wants to quit, or know of someone who wants to quit, that our North Carolina Quit Line, or Quitline NC, is such a phenomenal resource. And we're seeking additional funding for that program as well, to be able to make sure that everyone who wants to quit using tobacco has access to those resources. And so if you're interested in learning more about Quitline NC, you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. You can text READY to 200-400, or you can visit quitlinenc.com.
Tremendous. Thanks for your very important service to our state. It's incredibly important work. We urge our listeners to check them out. North Carolina Alliance for Health, Morgan Whitman Grauman. Hopefully when we talk later this year, we'll talk about new funding that's been approved by the General Assembly to address this incredibly important issue.
Yes, I hope so. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can check us out online and subscribe for free to some of North Carolina's best news coverage and political commentary at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Henkel, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. If you haven't done so already, please sign up to get vaccinated. Stay safe by following the pandemic safety protocols. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.